when you form these habits, you have this internal well of satisfaction that happens for you.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to the Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're going to talk about high quality habits.
So I guess what we would start with was, do you have habits? How many of you already currently have habits? I mean, being that we're habitual creatures by nature, you can read any type of psychology book or listen to, the world's best speakers around psychology, and they'll talk about habits. They'll talk about how our brain is a pattern recognition machine. It keeps us away from danger, and it likes to find patterns as such and form patterns. So habits are a big part of our life. Now, I've got a question for you. Do you currently have habits around, say, your relationship? And are they high quality? What about habits around, say, your health and your eating and your sleep? And are they high quality? What about habits around your finances and money, your relationships? Do you have high quality habits in all of these areas? It's a good question, and it's one that we come across a lot, and it's something that in the path leading us to here, sitting here talking to you about this, we've had to look at, one, having a look at our habits and then finding out whether they are high quality.
Let and, alone pointing each other's
yes.
Supposed high quality habits out.
And then once you've done that, what do you do about it? Like, what? How do you change them? What do you do about it? So first, I think we should start with what is a high quality habit? How do we define a high quality habit? And Angie and I were discussing this, and we've sort of, for us, we've narrowed it down to two things. One, a high quality habit needs to be what's called ecological. And what we mean by that, a real easy description to go by, is it good for you? Is it good for other people? And is it good for your community / planet where you live?
So going out for the girl with the girls for a drink on a Friday night?
Well, I mean, we'll give you a great example of that, and Angie just raised that, and some people would say, yeah, exactly, going out and socializing. So say you knock off work on Friday afternoon and you head down and you go down and join some people at the pub. Now, when you're there, I know a lot of my friends or people that I've hung out with would have no hesitation in sinking 4 to 5 drinks in that time that they're socializing. So then we would ask the question, is that good for you? Well, on a physical level, probably not. Drinking, consistency in drinking alcohol is probably not a high quality habit.
But consistently hanging out with your friends, maybe?
Exactly. So it doesn't...
On the intention.
So it doesn't quite tick off all the boxes. So what we would ask you to do is we would ask you to have a think about the habits that you currently have and put them in the context of this ecology. Is it good for you? Is it good for others? And is it good for the planet? We'll leave you up to deciding the ins and outs of that. And ultimately, your results in these things are what speaks louder than anything. The result that you get from the habit is the only determinant that you should be looking at.
Which takes us to the next one, which the first time Shane mentioned this, I was like, what is that? Tell me more.
So the next definition of a high quality habit is that it's autotelic. Now, the term autotelic comes from the Greek, autos and telos, which is put together means automatic goal. But just to give you a little bit more context, we're going to read a quote from Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, who's known as the father of flow. He's a world-renowned philosopher and psychologist. So this is what he had to say about autotelic.
Listen up. An autotelic person needs few material possessions and little entertainment, comfort, power, or fame, because so much of what he or she already does is rewarding. Because such persons experience flow in work, in family life, when interacting with people, when eating, even when alone, with nothing to do, they are less dependent on the external rewards that keep others motivated to go on with a life composed of routines. They are more autonomous and independent because they cannot be easily manipulated with threats or rewards from the outside. At the same time, they're involved with everything around them because they are fully immersed in the current of life.
Now, I want you to just think for a moment about the power of that of that quote. What Mihai Csikszentmihalyi is narrowing in on is that when you form these habits, you have this internal well of satisfaction that happens for you. Not only are the high quality habits good for you, good for other people, and good for the planet, they also fill up this satisfaction well that's in you. And we all know, I mean, I can't get no satisfaction was a song the Rolling Stones sang.
Favorite.
You know, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that. You know, maybe there's an itch that you just haven't quite scratched yet.
Nothing in the cupboard quite satisfies.
Or you've tried a lot of things. You've been to seminars. You've read self-help books. You're searching for something, and that's that. And so really what we're narrowing in on here is how to develop these high quality, how to identify them first, and then how to start developing the high quality habits. Now, let's talk a little bit about why you want high quality habits. I mean, why is it important?
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, the first thing that we encountered about building high quality habits for ourselves was the increase in satisfaction and confidence in ourselves, which again goes back to what we just read in that quote about not being able to be manipulated by outside influences, by things that are outside you. A great example of that is I've often found myself sitting in my backyard, just enjoying sitting there, looking at the plants or watching my girls play in the backyard. And a term for it that comes to me all the time is perfect enjoyment. But really, in reading that quote from Mihai Csikszentmihalyi and also my own experience of developing high quality habits, it really comes down to that I'm just content to be there. My mind's not racing, wanting to be somewhere else, thinking that I have to be doing this in the business, or I want to be away from the family, or I want to be here. You know, it takes the stress out of that. And of course, if everyone knows what I'm talking about, it's a description for anxiety.
So it's a very good recipe, especially for, is it good for others? So, you know, when we're both in that kind of space, we don't have to say anything or do anything. We can just sit in each other's company, in each other's space, and just feel that satisfaction. So important key element, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one is that a high quality habit harmonizes the body and the mind. In a lot of our research, we wrote a book called Lower Stress Naturally, Three Lessons on How to Lower Stress Naturally. And we did a lot of research on the stresses that are inherent in the body at a physical level and how these are often overlooked. So, you know, one of our favorite little passages that we came across that we've taken on for ourselves is that it doesn't matter how many crystals you wave around your head or how many lavender baths you have.
I've had many.
To try and calm your mind, to try and calm your mind down. If you haven't addressed the needs of the body, if you haven't addressed the traumas that are in the body, if you haven't harmonized the body and mind together so that they're communicating effectively with each other, then you're not going to get over, or you're not going to be able to just think your way out of those stressful situations. So a really important factor of why you want to build high quality habits is so that you can get this harmonizing of the body and mind.
Mm, which is a very beautiful sensation if you've ever felt that. Very similar to like a runner's high, I would even say, you know, when you had a big workout and you're at the end of it and you feel really great and just feel like you've just nurtured yourself and been pushed and you got to the other side and you're so proud of yourself. Like that's kind of how I feel sometimes.
And the last one we already mentioned in briefly earlier in this episode, where we talked about the mind or the brain being a pattern recognition machine. If you look at this from the perspective of patterning, the high quality habits allow you to access the unconscious part of the mind, so through the brain and into the mind, so they allow you to access that unconscious part, and it allows you to start reprogramming or repatterning the current patterns that you have. Now I'll ask you again, do you have some patterns currently that are not serving you? Would you like to know or have a repeatable way of being able to repattern the current patterns that you have, and or remove or transform patterns that aren't serving you, or create new ones?
Yeah, so what we found is high quality habits are really important, and there is one particular key habit that brings it all together.
The one thing
not many people are doing.
We told
well.
You we were going to make this easy because we don't like to fluff around. So we're busy. You know, if you heard in earlier episodes, our background, you know, we're running businesses, we've got investments, we've got children, we're you know, we're doing this podcast, we're doing
we have
lots
a relationship
of stuff.
Like that is
and
a lot
so
of energy.
We'd like to deliver to you
The one thing.
Key habit. Is everyone ready for it? It's breathing.
Of course, this is the Breathing Edge podcast. So why wouldn't we say that? But I think what's really important is that breathing is our life force. You stop breathing and you stop living. And it's the diaphragm is the biggest muscle in the body, and it's the most underutilized muscle that we have. So for me, that kind of caused some curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if we even look at breathing equals life force, that statement that Angie made, everyone knows that Angie pointed it out. You stop breathing, you stop living. it's pretty evident. I mean, you can Google it till the cows come home and have a look at all the different things that breathing affects, not only in your physical body, but also if you've ever had a breathing experience. If some of you have had a breathing experience with some of us, you'll know the effect that it also has on the mental and emotional state, and also goes further out into the something else realm, which we're going to get into on further episodes here. But breathing is the only mechanism in the body that is automatic and manual. So it's in, you can either be in automatic drive or you can take it and go into manual drive. It's the glue that holds all the other habits together. It's the master reprogramming tool. And that's why we've got the Breathing Edge podcast, because we know in ourselves and have experienced the power that's inherent in your breathing mechanism. And so that's why we're putting it out there and saying that this is the key habit.
Well, we studied a lot of intellectual practices around breaking habits and reprogramming and these sorts of things. And it's really interesting. There's a lot of habits that we have that are not intellectual. For instance, for me, there's the habit of sometimes I get angry really easily, and that's a habit. So you can't think your way out of being angry, or you can't think your way out of an emotion. It's a physical thing. So when you start, and I love what you said, Shane, about the manual and automatic, because it's the one thing where when I'm in automatic mode and I use the breath to interrupt the pattern and do something different, it starts reprogramming my automatic reaction to things. And I have noticed that over time, and it is cumulative. Yes, it is one habit, but you don't do it once. A habit is you do it consistently. So I've definitely noticed a huge shift within myself by using this as a key habit or key high quality habit. I know you have too, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so let's just recap on this, because we want to give you as much juice as we can in the short amount of time that we have here. We've identified that it would be a great idea, and you don't have to if you don't want to, but it would be a great idea to have a look at the habits you currently have. Identify whether they are high quality habits by maybe using some of the key descriptions that we had there about it being ecological, good for you, good for others, and good for the planet. Whether it's autotelic, whether it's something that that you just do that's intrinsically rewarding, that gives you this satisfaction and confidence, so that you're not reliant on being motivated by outside rewards. Mm. And we also talked about the one key habit being breathing.
Mm. Thank you. Well, join us for the next episode of the Breathing Edge.
Because guess
podcast.
What we're going to talk about in the next episode?
Breathing, of course.
We are going to take you through some of the intricacies of breathing. We're also going to take you through on a short breathing experience. We're going to introduce the Power of Three method, so that you can get a taste of what this is all about.
Yeah, my favorite, because time is money. So how you can get high in 3 minutes. See you on the next one.
Okay, and remember, it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.